Blog Talk Radio.
All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, February the 28th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And let me check and make sure that my sound is working okay. One moment here. And let's see. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. I'm just going to make sure my sound is working okay. Can everybody hear me okay? Sounds good. All right. I got the thumbs up. Since the sound is good, so let's rock and roll. Welcome, everybody. Today's show, got another powerful show we want to talk about today. Thanks, everybody, for giving the thumbs up on the show. Sound in a little small town in Texas, Nacogdoches, at Stephen F. Austin University. I'm on the campus of Stephen F. Austin University. Kind of right outside of Houston, we're kind of right outside of Dallas, kind of right outside of Austin, kind of right outside of everything. Interesting little town, nice little school though. My daughter's up here doing her audition for enrollment. She got accepted here, Stephen F. Austin, so I'm proud of her. This is my baby girl, getting ready to do her thing. So I'm sitting here at the campus of Stephen F. Austin, so you may hear a little background noise. You know, the show must go on. You guys know I love what I do. I love what I do so much. I do show anywhere. I'm sitting outside in the park just chilling, getting ready to drop some major knowledge in your guys' lap. Today we want to talk about how living life interrupts being light. If you are living your life, you are interrupting God's life. Now, let me let that marinate for a moment before we rush into today's message. Because as you're getting ready to know, I'm getting ready to do a series about photon injection, which simply means you are a photon that has been injected into mass of matter. Now, from a physics perspective and from a spiritual perspective, you guys know I do both. It's very, very important that you understand the physics of what I'm talking about, and you understand the spirit of what I'm talking about. So we need both. We need to understand the spirit, and we need to understand the physics. So that's what we're going to be talking about starting on March the 5th, Monday, March the 5th. It's a pay-per-view series, a pay-per-view message, again, that starts on Monday, March the 5th. The cost is $100, again, for regular registration. $50 if you register today, between today and March the 3rd. $25 if you are a life management, a current management member in good overstanding. then it's only $25 for you. In this series, we're going to break down a little deeper how you need to go, you need to allow, you need to get out of the way, you need to stop interrupting, you need to stop impeding the light with your vibrations. So you are vibrating at such a high rate that you are unknowingly impeding the light. You are interrupting the light. You are destroying or limiting what God is trying to do in you, as you, and through you. And many of us, if you're anything like me, we brought into the dominant culture's globalistic material mindset that states, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. And we all are embarking upon this grand adventure of getting and doing instead of silencing and being. Like me, you probably, you know, maybe not you, but somebody you know, that is so busy living life that we are living our life at a pace, at a rate that stops us from stopping. So we don't stop. We are all moving 100 miles an hour, and since we are living life, we are limiting light. Now, light is the absence of motion and vibration. I'm gonna talk about the physics of enlightenment in the series that start on March the 5th. And the word enlightenment means en means to go in, light, which means a photon, meat, which means meat. It's when the light goes in the meat. Now, the scripture says it this way. The scripture says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Light, Christ, in you. Notice that the light is in you. Notice that the kingdom of God is in you. So that is this light inside of you, is operating as you, is manifesting itself through you, but you are stopping or hindering or impeding or slowing the process of this light when you are living your life. So your life limits God's light. Now, Yahushua said it the best when Yahushua said in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he says, let this pass from me, but hey, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, if you're part of my organization, if you're part of the Life Management System, we're interested in helping you to stop living your life and start exercising God-like. That means that everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, we have to do something that is extremely important. We got to do what the Bible says. Now, the Bible says friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. The Bible says that we are led astray by the lust of the flesh, by the pride of life, and the cares of this world. Is there anybody that does not operate right now as I'm speaking in those three areas? In fact, if I'm a betting man, I'm putting all my money on the fact that we are, well, let me speak for myself. I know I oscillate and vibrate. And the more I oscillate and vibrate, the less my light shines. So the light gets brighter when you get lighter. When your life gets lighter, your light gets brighter. So living life interrupts being light. Now, I wasn't taught this. I went to church, and the first thing that they told me to do was, hey, brother, you need to get busy. Y'all know your grandparents used to tell you, that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. Well, now that I'm on when I was a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child, and I did childish things. But I'm no longer a child, so I put away childish things, and now I'm overstanding that less is more. When I decrease, he increases. In my weakness, he's made strong. I realize that the less of Willie, then there is the more that God is able to shine. So my mass, my light limits my shine, my flesh, I should say. And every one of us, as I engage in this activity of being a light that shines on a hill, what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? And it's interesting because now I'm realizing, just like the Bible says, that, it's really interesting. Y'all know I talk a lot of negative shitness about the Bible. However, the book Bible has a lot of good shitness in it. And it's interesting because, again, as we read on yesterday's show, 1 Corinthians, that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives. So I'm interested in the spirit of the number and the spirit of the letter. So the spirit of the number and the spirit of the letter. So it is very important because when we understand the spirit, there's a spirit that's behind this thing that we call life. Engage in something which is called, some call it meditation. Now, I'm not talking about stuff that, you put yourself on the sheep and go out to the Tibetan mountains and become a monk. That's awesome. That's great, but that's not what I'm talking about. See, the Bible talks about that if we have an with our brother, we should leave our gift at the altar. We should leave our gift, dear Kenia, at the altar, and we should go to our brother, and we should act all the time. The purpose doesn't trump people. Purpose is for people. What good is having purpose if there is no people? See, have to be very careful because a lot of people, they listen to segments and pieces of my messages, and then they go and post crazy shit on Facebook and Instagram. But if you really listen to everything that I say from start to finish, you will find that everything I say is biblical. Everything I say is scientific. Everything I say is biological. Because I make sure that I have a three-threaded cord, because a three-threaded cord is not easy to be broken. So everything I talk about is spirit. Everything I talk about is soul. And everything I talk about is body. Because you are a spirit that is possessed of a soul that manifests through the body. You are a biological, electrical, chemical being. You will find that everything I discuss has a biological, electrical, chemical application. Why? That, again, is the only way for you to, well, I was told. That's why I've always enjoyed or was always encouraged or was always motivated to work hard and do more. And by working hard and doing more, I am turning off and limiting light. Now, that's very dangerous because it sounds like that's a ticket for faith without works. And I remember 15 years ago really getting this message and rejecting it. Because I was a doer. I'm a guy that is heavy, heavy, heavy into build all tenacity. I'm a guy that likes to make shizness happen. I don't like waiting. I don't like asking. I don't like depending on nobody. My wife will tell you. I got to, like my grandma used to tell me when I was a kid, I got a hard ass head. I know. Okay, nobody can tell me that. My head is hard as a brick. And so I don't take instruction very well. It's interesting that I'm a teacher because I don't really, you know, I don't really follow instructions. I like to give them, but I don't like to follow them. And so one of the things that's very important, my brothers and sisters, one of the dangers of having a hard ass head is that God sends people into your life and you don't listen and you have to suffer the consequences. Now, I don't mind that, but I just like understanding and learning from mistakes. I don't like repeating the same shizness over and over again. And if I do, I ask myself one question. Why am I in Groundhog's Day? I remember in my first marriage and asking myself that question, you know, why am I repeating the same behavior? And so I, unfortunately, create problems to solve problems. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you is because living your life cuts off God's light. Let me make sure you understand, because if you can wrap your brain around this message, it's going to really transform your life. Living life interrupts being light. Being light is being love. Living your life destroys your love, because love is God. Now, God doesn't give you love. God doesn't give you the capacity for love. God is love. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because I made a big conundrum, because I've been looking for love all my life instead of being love. So all my life I've been chasing the white rabbit, so to speak, like in the Matrix. And so all my life I've been going from job to job, house to house, car to car, relationship to relationship, looking for somebody to replace my mama. The mother's love is a unconditional love. It's a love without ownership. And everybody I find that loves me, they will own me. Now, remember, this is life. We all do this. We just do it on different degrees. So if you had a good mother, then you do it less than I do. If you had a good biological, remember, we get our definition of the spiritual God from our physical parents. And so my physical, biological father was non-existent. My physical, biological mother was great except for one major flaw. Number one, she died when I was a little kid. Number two, she followed somebody that, she, in my opinion, probably shouldn't have followed. Now that I'm an adult, I know I ain't going to let nobody put their hands on my children the way that lady put her hands on me. So that meant I was drawn to or attracted to a flawed definition of love. That cut off God's light. Now, remember, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Brother Will, so you're telling me if I am, now remember, according to the Bible, it is the cares of this world, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Now, is there anybody that doesn't care about something in this world? You got kids, you care about them, right? Okay, that's strike one. You got a car, you got a job, you care. Is there anybody that don't care about the things in this world? I haven't met a soul yet, myself included. I'm working on it, but I got systems I care about. I'm up here right now as I'm speaking to you at Stephen F. Austin in a little town called Nacogdoches, Texas. Now, I'm up here because I brought my daughter up because I care about my daughter. I'm not going to let somebody else bother. I'm not going to let her take the bus. I care. I just last weekend I was in this big sheet being my wife. Now, I take pride in my hygiene. I take pride in the way that I look. I take pride in the things that I do. I take pride. Do you? Is there anybody that takes pride in the fact that, now, I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I take pride in the fact that I don't look my age. People tell me all the time, I just dropped off, you know, walking my daughter in the, you know, faculty, and people was looking at me like, that's your father? I get this all the time. And my daughter's like, yeah, that's my father. Like, wow, you don't even look like your father. How old are you? When I go to the gym, people tell me that all the time. I take pride in the fact that I don't look my age. I take pride in the fact that I got my 1099, and I looked at my 1099, and I was like, wow, I did damn good last year. I'm sitting at home in my drawers doing shows and Dear Kinnear reports and talking to people. I don't fight no traffic in the morning. I don't get up. I ain't got no balls. I can take it like today. I'm in Nacogdoches, Texas right now because I'm my own boss. I'm sitting in I'm on campus at Stephen F. Austin doing a show. And from the show, I'm going to get new clients and I'm going to get paid. I take pride in the fact that I've developed a system that allows me to do that. I take pride in that. So what's wrong with that? So, and then the lust of the flesh, oh, man, that's a smoking gun. See, it is these three areas that cut off. It is living, and the way that we live is through those three areas. We live, we call it our five senses. But it is the lust of the flesh. It is the pride of life. It is the cares of this world. The Bible says friendship with this world. Now, I don't know nobody that says, there are people who say it, but I don't know nobody who do it. They say, I hate the world. And then you just disconnect from the world. Now, I know that that's impossible because we've got to pay bills and all that stuff. That's not what I'm saying. I'm a realist. I live in the real world. But what I'm talking about is what the Bible says, love. See, it is this agape. Where we get the word, again, friendship. Where we get this word, ownership. See, loving without ownership is very hard to find. Living without ownership is even harder to find. How do you go through life without having a mind of a owner? Now, every course, every book I've ever said, every self-help program I've ever taken, they told me to make sure you have an employer mentality, not an employee mentality. Every real estate course I went through, that's why I went into real estate back in the day. You remember, I'm old school, so I was doing this shit in the 80s and 90s, and I bought a bunch of houses, again, with a VA assumables before they came up with due-on-sale clauses. And I could just assume another veteran's home. At one time, I owned 10 houses. I had a net worth of over $1 million. So I owned them. I didn't rent them. So it is this process of ownership that violates the law. Because, see, we are in this world, but we're not of this world. We're not supposed to own things in this world more than we own our light that was given to us by the creator of the world. So our perspective, let me speak for myself, is flawed. Now, what does that mean? That means I should fall in love with light instead of life. Now, light, Jesus says, I am the light of the world, which is love. And love is this ability to own it without controlling it. Now, let me be clear, because it's really important, because people take what I say and they misconstrue. Now, this is coming from a biblical worldview, not a materialistic, global, or what the dominant culture teaches us. So you're going to find this message taught at most churches on Sunday. What I'm simply saying to you today, brothers and sisters, is friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. Now, only thing that that means is one thing. That means life that you are living right now interrupts being light, because you love your life more than you love God's light. Let me speak for myself. I love my life. I love what I do. I love my money that I make. I love the things that I've accumulated. And I find myself spending a lot of time taking care of all of these things, all the stuff. So how much light is in the management of my life? We are light beings that are injected into a mask or dirt suit. Your job is to manage light, not life. We are light beings. You are spirit. You are not flesh. You are in flesh, but you're not of flesh. You are a light that's trapped inside of a flesh. You are a photon that has been ejected into a dirt suit. So you should be saying to yourself, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, brother. So you're telling me that, okay, friendship with this world makes me an enemy of God. You're telling me that where my heart is, there my treasure is also. You telling me that no man can serve two masters. You telling me that the lust of the flesh, if I look at something and I lust after it, you telling me that the pride of life, you telling me if I take pride in my life, you telling me that the cares of this world, you telling me that those three things, again, stuffs out or limits my light. It limits my love. So what do we do? Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing, which I recommend you do, which is what the Bible says. The Bible says that any man that wishes to find his life must lose it. Any man that loses his life will find it. Now, that scripture means to let go. So I love without owning. Now, let me give you some practical examples. Now, I'm here at Stephen F. Austin, and my daughter's going in, and all of the parents are walking in with their children. And I park in the car, and I say, Savoy, are you ready? This is your time to shine. She has to audition. She's accepted into the school, but she's not accepted into the theater drama department without the audition. And she looks at me, and she said, Dad, are you coming? And I'm like, no, Samara. You got this. And she looks at me like, so you're not going with me? And she says, all of the other parents are walking into the theater with their children. And I told my daughter the same thing that I'm telling you, and the same thing that helped me. The best thing that happened to me was my mother died when I was 13. The best thing that happened to me was my father kicked me out at 13. Basically told me, Negro, you need to find somewhere else to go. The best thing that happened to me in my life was I had to learn. I had to grow up I had to figure shizness out on my own. And I told my daughter, I'm sitting right here. I'm a phone call away. But you don't need me because God got you. Everything in your life has prepared you for this moment. So I went back and I told my daughter, do you remember when you was a freshman, the first performance you did? I remember because I was there. Do you remember how you felt when you was a stagehand in the back? Because your drama teacher did not think you had the skills to be a lead actress. Do you remember that? Do you remember walking the lights backstage? And then I went through a sophomore year. And then I remember putting her in a theater program last summer. And she won the award and got offered a scholarship, even though she didn't take it, because she was the number one actress in that summer program. Number one out of all of the hundreds of kids in that program. Well, maybe 800. She was the number one in all of San Antonio. And then I told her, do you remember this last play you just did? And we went through it, and I went through, and I did for my daughter what I've learned to do for myself. Every time I start doubting myself, I have a bad week, I take out my 1099, and I look at it, and I see how much money I made last year. And then I get my ass up, and I get to work. Every time I look in the mirror, and if I don't like my physique, I remember how and what my program says and does, and I go back to the gym, and I do 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off. So I have a system in place that allows me to solve problems that I encounter in my life. Now, there are some problems like I just had with the whole dental thing, you guys know, and, you know, I'm still not out of the woods yet with that because another study for another time. But there are problems that come up that require us to go outside of our box into the light. So if you do not have obstacles in your life, you never learn how to live in God's light. Obstacles force you to step outside of the things that make you you, and you have to abandon your process. If you are a life path 8, if you're a 7, y'all need to really listen to this really carefully. See, 8s like patterns. 7s, y'all like patterns. 7s are very intellectual people. They're very spiritually intelligent. And their intelligence overrides their intuition. If you are an 8, you're going to take the pattern that worked for you last year and you're going to apply it this year. You're not going to do what Samson did. If you read in the Bible, Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. And then the next verse says he dropped it in the sand. As I've said on many shows, if that had been me, I have that jawbone right now. It would be gold and plated. And it would be sitting on the mantle in my home. That's just me. But Samson knew what worked last year, what worked in your last relationship, what worked at your last job, what worked in your last exercise routine, may not work in this one. So light is the result of movement. Light, as I will prove from physics, is the absence of movement. Now, what I have to share in the next series coming up, which I'm kind of introducing today, that starts on March the 5th, is very important because it's inside of my book, Etheric Force, that I talk about when you take energy out, you're actually putting energy in. Now, that's counterintuitive to everything that you've been taught because everything that I've been taught says you get out exactly what you put in. That's true on a lower level. But now everybody's part of the life management system. Y'all been hanging out with me for a while, so now it's time for all of us to step up our game from living and doing to actually being and resonating. That means being resilient. That means being still. See, if it's still, it's real. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. So many people myself included, we've been chasing our dreams. So the way that you fulfill your dream is to let go of your dream. Now, I know that's counterintuitive, everything that you've been taught. It's counterintuitive, everything that I've been taught. But all I know, if you, that old saying, if you let something go and if it comes back, it was yours. If you let it go and it don't come back, it was never yours from the jump. Now, I need to give you the physics behind how that works. Because if you don't understand the physics, because when you remove energy out, it creates something called a vacuum. It's like if you put your hand in something, it moves everything out of the way. If you take your hand out, it pulls everything in to fill up the void that was created by you removing. So when God says, if anybody wants to find his life, he must remove his life. That's how you find it. Why? That creates the vacuum. And it pulls everything that you need for life and godliness. It draws it to you. As you decrease, God increases. Now, I have to be very careful with what I'm about to say, because I know a lot of people who are going to do what I did when I was in the faith movement. And they told me, hey, if you make a vow, God got to bless you 100-fold. So I say, really? So if I give God, which is what I did, now I think they said 10-fold back in the day. And I did. So I took all my rent money, everything. Got down 1,000, 2,000, whatever it was. Because I did the math. Then I got evicted. Car got repoed. It didn't work. Because of this one thing. And this is the most important thing that you need to understand. And I'm going to break down the physics behind this when we start photon injection. Brothers and sisters, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. Now, the only book, the most important book, I got 50 books. The one that I'm the most proud of is the shortest one. It's, I think, 70 pages, 80 pages. It's called Diligence, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. The word diligence means the ability to cut, kill, mutilate, maim, and destroy. Diligence is the ability to destroy all exits. That's diligence. The only reason you're not walking in the space that you're designed to walk in is you didn't destroy your exit. Now, when I was a kid, my grandmother told me, boy, don't burn no bridges, because you never know when you might need that bridge. Or don't disrespect people on your way up, because you're going to pass the same people on your way down. And I've been living my life, and that dog doesn't hunt as well as this other dog. Now, I'm going to tell you, now, that's a law. That's a universal law. It works. Now, remember, there are seven levels. There are seven layers or levels by which you can live at. Really, there's nine. Because the color black and the color white is not inside of the rainbow spectrum. If you look at a rainbow, it has seven colors. If you look at your chakras, it has seven colors. If you look at the Roy G. Biv, Roy G., whatever that acronym to memorize the seven primary colors, you will notice that black and white is not included in that, but all those colors come from that. So really, there's nine, but we only talk about seven. Now, the reason why that is important is because everything in life is based upon your ability to understand what you don't understand. So my question to you today is, how do you know what you don't know? How are you supposed to know that there are nine colors in the rainbow and not seven, and nobody told you? How do you know what you don't know? Let me tell you, intuition. Now, you're an eight or a seven and some fives, you are neutering your intuition because of your intelligence. You are so smart that you are becoming unsmart. I was going to say the S word, but I'm not going to disrespect anybody. Now, let me make sure you understand. Everybody is so smart and so gifted in living your life. You are so successful, you're thinking right now, Brother Will, I don't need no damn light, brother. I got money, I got health, I got all the shit that I want. My life is good, brother. This is what people tell me all the time. People tell me, Brother Will, I don't know what you're talking about, brother. In fact, shit, I probably made more money than you, dog. Or in fact, I weigh less than you. Or I got hair and you don't. Or, you know, you went to the dentist and you got these issues going on. Now, I know why I am losing bone mass in my jaw, because of when I was 13, I was technically homeless and all I ate was Snickers every day. And I didn't brush my teeth the way that I should have. So from 13 to 18 of eating a diet of just sugar and water, yeah, that might erode your enamel a little bit. And so I understand, but other people don't. See, there's a cause for every effect. So you are living your life, and your life is really, really good, but your life could be better. Why? You could love without owning. You could be free. Now, what does it mean to be free? I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm surely not trying to air out any of my dirty laundry. You guys know I sometimes probably talk too much, say too many things about people that I shouldn't. I use my children as example, wife as an example. I talk about, a lot of things. And I'm trying to limit that because nobody wants a shizness aired out. But I'm real. I can only be me. I got to be honest and transparent. I can only be me. And the only way, my brothers and sisters, for you to get to a place where you can go and drop your daughter off at college and let her go do her thing while you go do your thing and be perfectly not concerned. You can drive and be not concerned. You can go to, I got a very, very bad or very negative report. Very bad or very negative report that could, if I had eaten something or if I got food poisoning supposedly, because I had a root canal done that wasn't done when I was in the military. You know how long ago that was? That was 20, 30 years ago. And so there's a pipeline from my molars directly into my jawbone, into my nerves, that goes directly into my lymph nodes, into my blood. And so I've been piped up on antibiotics since the last almost 6 months to cure and stop the bone loss in my jaw. And the dentist cannot understand why I'm not dead or why I still got bone mass in my face. You guys remember, I've been telling y'all since, I've been doing the watermelon diet since, oh man, I was a kid. I don't know why. I'm trying to explain the difference between intelligence and intuition. If you can hear what I'm saying with my heart, it has the potential to change your life. Your heart is telling you, but your intelligence is telling you something else. Intellectually, I did not know why. I thought I was detoxing my body. And I thought I was going on a watermelon diet to flush out my intestine. I had no idea until yesterday that saved my life. Because it has a antiseptic properties that's only found in watermelon. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of what I just said. Because of, for the last 6 months, I've been in constant pain every day, all day. I just ignore it. I have a very high pain tolerance. And so the dentist is trying to figure out, now, this is light. I'm trying to tell you guys how to live in the light, not in life. Because life was telling me that the pain, again, I remember I've been doing coconut, I've been brushing my teeth with baking soda, I've been doing all the holistic stuff to maintain my dental health. And it's been working. My enamel was starting to respond. However, there was holes drilled in my teeth that I didn't know that wasn't covered up. Because when I was in the military, they did a half. They didn't do it right, as I'm finding out now. And so all these years, all this pain that I've been having, that been coming and going, that I thought it was just because of the tooth that I was getting ready to pull has no cavities. But the pain is not coming. The pain is radiating at the top of my mouth, but it's hitting because of the nerve from the bacteria that's going into the bottom of my mouth. So I was getting ready to pull out teeth that didn't need to be pulled out. And the only thing that saved me, if you want to use the word saved, is the fact that I did one thing. My gut just says, eat watermelon. And the watermelon cleansed out my nerves. And I thought I was eating watermelon just for, number one, detox and for the alkalinity of my body. I was eating watermelon, so that basically was the only thing that was getting the poison that was going into my blood system. The lady touched a part of my lymph nodes, and it was an excruciating pain because the infection had got into my lymph nodes. Once it gets into your lymph nodes, if I hadn't went to the dentist, I'd be dead, or I would probably have been dead already. I wouldn't even be doing the show today. And the only thing, because she said, I should have been dead, because the hole has been there for 25 years, or almost that time, about 20 years. And they can't figure out why I ain't dead. Because, your mouth is one of the dirtiest parts of the body. And that bacteria gets into your blood, or gets into your lymph nodes. And then once it gets into your lymph nodes, into your system, then you need a blood transfusion. I've never been to the doctor, never had no problem with my blood. I go to the doctors and I'm blood pressure, cholesterol, everything is very healthy. The dentist can't figure out why. I know. Intuition. So my challenge for you today is drop down 6 inches from your head to your heart, and then from your heart another 6 inches from your heart to your gut. You see, brothers and sisters, I do what I do because I don't follow my head. On paper, my brain is telling me a lot of different things that I should be doing. My life, if I tell you what I did, you would be like, that Negro's crazy. Because it doesn't make sense on paper. Yet, it makes sense in the light, intuition. Now, I'm not telling you to leave your brain at home, but I'm just telling you, when your gut tells you, go left. Go left. I don't care what nobody else says. That's the only reason I'm here talking to you right now. You see, brothers and sisters, everybody, we have to stop living our life. Our life. We have to start living God's life, which is light, which is love. There is something, there is someone, there is some place, there is some product, there is some service, there is some information. You don't know why. You can't explain it, but you love it. You cannot explain it, but there is something there that you cannot explain with your brain. The reason that exists is because that is what the scriptures call light. Now, light is the absence of vibration. Light means it takes no effort. Now, in the next series, I'm going to talk about what I do that takes no effort. Now, you guys know by how many shows I do and how many times I go over the time limit and how many stuff. I had a guy who brought three or four. He bought three or four of my most expensive books. And again, each book sells for or sold in on the average of, $2.99. And then I gave him some free stuff for ordering those books. No effort. I'm doing this show right now. For some people going on Blog Talk, scheduling it, I just drove 6 hours. And I got to drive 6 hours back. And then as soon as I get home, I got to drive another four hours because we're going on a deep sea fishing trip. And then 12 hours on the boat. And then after 12 hours on the boat, I got to drive back to San Antonio while doing one-on-one, doing all of this stuff. No effort. Let me tell you guys something that is extremely important. Y'all working too hard. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice, you're working too hard. How do I know? I hear it in your voice. What do I hear in your voice when we do one-on-ones? The fact that we don't do one-on-ones, let me know that you're overwhelmed. You ain't got no time to do one-on-ones. You are so busy living that you ain't got time to live. You're so busy living your life, you ain't got time for God's life. See, light is the absence of vibration. Now, everything on this earth is vibrating, so that means everything on this earth is darkness. As I've been saying it for 25 years. Now I've got the physics to prove it. So on Monday, I'm gonna use physics. And we're going to break down photon quantum implosion. We're going to break down quantum photon physics. We're going to break down light injection. What happens to light? We're going to break down how you get light from sound. And I'm going to use physics to prove to you that what you're doing, whatever you're doing, is too much. I'm going to prove to you that you need to stop living and start being. Stop doing and start being. See, whatever you're doing is preventing you from being. See, you are doing shizness that is preventing you from being shizness. Now, what you're doing is great. It's awesome. You're an awesome man and woman of God. But you should be being light. You should be being love. That means you should be able to own stuff without. You should be able to own it without controlling it. You should be able to own it without owning it. You should be able to love it without controlling it. You should be able to love it unconditionally. Now, my wife knows I love my wife, but I don't own my wife. I don't try to control my wife. I used to, but that dog don't hunt. I don't try to control my children. I don't try to control you. I have clients who say, "Brother Will, you should stop working, bro." Okay. God bless you. See you at the top. I don't try to use those clever marketing programs. I have my millionaire buddies who telling me, "Dude, if you automate, and if you get this sales funnel, and if you use this marketing technique, you'll be a millionaire." And remember, I'll tell you guys, I was going to do it. And guess what happened? The loan that I was going to take out to do it, remember that, guys, I paid off my line of credit so that way I could get this 25 grand, so that way I could invest it into, and guess what happened? They said, "Mr. Rogers, we got you. Yo, everything is great. All you have to do is just take care of the old balance," which was a couple of $1,000, which I did. And then they came back and said, "Well, Mr. Rogers, because on your website you are having people pay by using your donation button, and they're not paying by using your payment button. That violates our principle, so we can't loan you the money, or we can't extend the money to you, even though you qualify for it and this, that, and the other." That's the greatest thing that happened to me. Why? It prevented me from automating. It prevented me from scaling. It prevented me from growing. Because that was going to make me work hard. Because I had to learn a new system. I had to learn all of these fancy backdoor stuff. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love to automate. I would love to scale. I would love to triple my business, thereby tripling my income. But I don't love life more than I love light. And because of that, I sabotage myself. I didn't even know it. And you're doing the same thing. So I say every morning, my intention when I wake up is, I want to be the light of the world. I want to be a light in a dark world. Because brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, light doesn't exist on this planet unless you become it. The word enlightenment means to go within and shine. In fact, the word enlightenment really means to get out of the way so that the light can shine. The word enlightenment means to stop so that way the light can shine. Do you know if you stop, it just automatically shines? Do you know light automatically shines when shizness stops? As I'm going to prove physics, based upon physics. So the fact that everything in this earth does what it does, that keeps God out. Movement destroys light. You're moving too much. You're doing too much. You're trying too hard. Less is more. Now, I tell clients that, And clients tell me, no, boy, I got enrolled in this. I got clients that enrolled in my course, then enrolled in another course, then enrolled in another course, then enrolled in another course, and they go to school, and they got a job, and they got kids, and they got a husband, and they got a dog. What? You ain't got time for no light because you're living your life. Life interrupts. Doing interrupts. Having interrupts. Your job is to be. Be what, brother? Do you know that the light is already in you? So if we already have everything according to the scripture, the Bible says we have, past tense. We have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. That's why I'm still here. I should be a dead man. The amount of bacteria that's been going into my bloodstream, I've just been cleansing it out. Shit just goes in, I've been cleaning it out. Had no idea. I just thought I was detoxing. Eating watermelon every 3 months. I got 3 watermelons sitting at home. Just something in my gut drives me to eat watermelons. There's a word, now watermelons is called nature's Viagra. Men, let me give you a nugget. Women too. But how does Viagra work? Anybody know how Viagra works? Viagra works because Viagra has something. It starts with a P. I can't tell you because, again, it's, you know, it's proprietary information. I shouldn't be telling you this much. Viagra, watermelon. Now, remember, how does photosynthesis work? How does a watermelon come about? Do I get watermelons from an animal? Where does the watermelon get its substance from? The sun. Now, let me make sure you understand. The sun emits 7, really 8 rays. This is why the movie Black Panther was so profound for me, that most of us don't understand. So the black body, according to physics, not me, the white body does too, but the black body is the only body that can absorb all 7, really 10, rays of the sun. That's why it's called the glory of God. The glory means glow, ray, R-A-Y. So G-L-O-R-Y is really G-L-O-W, glow. After you get the ray, R-A-Y. So a ray of sunlight hits a seed. We call it watermelon seed. But inside of that ray is something that makes that seed grow. And it produces something called a watermelon. And I eat the watermelon that contains the glow that shines and destroys the darkness inside of my body. That's why the movie Black Panther was so important. Not because of where did he get his power from? You remember? What did the gold panther, the light-skinned panther, destroy? Did he destroy the garden that contained the plant that the black panther ate or drunk that gave him the power? Plants, there's a process called photosynthesis. Do y'all know what chlorophyll is, the green blood of plants? I did the series already. This is the only thing that expands the capillaries and the veins, not the blood vessels. Let me say it again. The only thing in nature that naturally expands capillaries, those are the smallest, teeny tiny tiny, that allows one blood cell at a time to go through. That's how Viagra works. Because it opens the capillaries. That's why I'm here talking to you today. Because I eat watermelon like it's going out of style. Because I had something that had a hole in my molars, both sides, not one, both. When the dentist showed me the x-ray, it was like mind-blowing. Because I didn't know. But my intuition did. The light knew. And your light, you got light. You ain't got to go get it. You are it. The fact that you can do this, that means you got light. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you got light. But unfortunately, your light is being put out by your life. Stop living, please. I'm begging you. I'm begging you to stop living. I'm begging you to stop. Stop living. Stop doing all of this stuff. Stop. It's too much. Stop. When I am weak, he is strong. Light. Brothers and sisters, you're here to be the light of the world. You're not here to enjoy your life. You're here to activate your light. If you hang out with me for more than a week, I'm going to make damn sure you activate your light. But I'm going to ask you, why you doing all that? Now, I know you're stuck on these patterns that you got from your past that gives you the power to activate your act. But we need to disconnect. That's a new pattern in town. That's a new power. This power, we have this power that comes from above. There is a power that does not come from above that is earthly, sensual, and demonic. We're not interested in that one. We're interested in the power that comes from above. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, it is so important because everything that I just said, if you don't really listen to what I just said, and if you don't join me on Monday as I break down the science of enlightenment or light that is within inside of you that is meant to shine through you. Enlightenment has nothing to do with gaining knowledge. Enlightenment has to do with you stop living so that where your light can start being. Your light is shining. Nobody can see it, though, because it's being covered up by everything that you're doing. So you got to stop doing and start being. Brother Will, what do we do? The number one thing that everybody listening to the sound of my voice needs to do today. The number one thing that you have to do today is meditate. Not the world version, because that's too much. The world's version requires you to vibrate. Thoughts are vibration. So we got to do God's meditation. Now, Jesus tells us to pray without ceasing. When Jesus went, he told the disciples to pray for 1 hour, and he said, hey, can you not tarry with me for 1 hour? When he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. So in order to pray without ceasing, it requires you to be being. It is my prayer that everybody listening to the sound of my voice, starting today, that you be yourself. Some people ask me, Brother Will, I don't know myself. Well, as I've said before, your essence is contained inside of a label or a limit called your name. You start there until you transcend there. That's a very small piece of your life, your name, your blood type, your date of birth, your time of birth. All of these contain pieces of your life. You bring all those pieces together until you don't need them anymore. But you got to start somewhere. So where do you start? You start by taking the life optimization chart that I gave you. On that chart, there were four numbers. Those four numbers are just four little pieces, little sparks. That's all they are, sparks. Don't worship the spark. You can. It's a great spark. You can live with those sparks, but you cannot activate your light with just those sparks. Your blood type is your God type. It's your dietary type. The numbers after those four numbers help to give you more light. The understanding of the ley line, the viceroy where you were born, give you more light. After you go through those four numbers, Then you get into your place and time of your birth. You get into your blood type. All of these ingredients help to create a big, huge bonfire. Just one piece of that is just one spark. But we need to bring all those sparks together to create this huge light. And the way that you do that, brothers and sisters, is to study to show yourself approved unto God, your God-ordained destiny. Study yourself, study your destiny. The word enlightenment means to study within. The word enlightenment means to study within. The word enlightenment means to go within and study within. That's that circle I gave you. Study that. That's where you start. Start today to go within. By going within, you silence without. By going inside of yourself, you disconnect from everything that's outside of yourself. That's stuff. You activate the light by going inside where the light is. The light's already there. It's just waiting on you. The kingdom of God is within. My brothers and my sisters, the kingdom of God is within. My brothers and my sisters, the kingdom of God is within. Go within. There you will find the big G waiting for you. And he's going to ask you one question. What took you so long? Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May some bless you. His name is Yahushua. At least that's what they tell us. His name is actually the entire word of God. His name is actually unpronounceable. His name is so big. The concept of God is so huge, you cannot put a label and a limit on it. But for the sake of discussion, I put a phrase or a reference. But trust me, the big G is greater than that limit. And Yahushua, the Son, the S-O-N and the Son and the S-U-N. You always know it because he will never, ever, ever manipulate you or control you. He can love you without manipulating you. He can love you without controlling you. If somebody loves you, but they got to manipulate you by buying you stuff, by saying nice things to you, if you can only love with a carrot, that's not Yahushua. See, Yahushua, he loves you, but he don't have to control you or manipulate you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.